Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, welcome. You're in the clubhouse. It's a beautiful December 14th. And if this is a silly season, I don't know. We got so much golf going on the Asian Tour, Thailand Golf Championship. Both Henrik Stenson and Sergio Garcia shot a 65. They finished their third round. Garcia's got a nice, comfortable lead going in. Henrik Stenson had an amazing day. I don't know about his wrist. I would be concerned if I were him, but then he's going for the money. He's on it. In Q School, yeah, there's Q School, web.com Q School. We got a great bunch of players, Chris Epperson, Steve Sanders, Nathan Tyler, they're all playing, and it's just amazing. Harris English, Matt Kuchar, the 2013 Franklin Templeton Shootout. I love this format. It's a scramble sort of deal, and then it's a better ball, and it's just a very interesting. Every day it's something different, and there's no rough on that course. On the European Tour, interesting, they had to shorten it down to 54 holes. It was pouring in Durban, and would you believe that there were 259 shot yesterday? Neither one counts, so there's never been a 59 on the European Tour. There were 259s yesterday, but they don't go in the record books because of preferred lies. So that was the day that 59 was not a 59, and Dewey van der Vaart, he won on the tour. They just had to stop. The rain just kept. That's the most lowest part of South Africa. Durban's right on the ocean. Beautiful. I always wanted to go there. It was one of those things that when I saw a picture when I was a kid, I said, I'm going to go there. That's a gorgeous place to be. But we're also going to an absolutely fabulous place. Matt Cooper is in the Indian Ocean, where the European Senior Tour is in its final event. And Colin Montgomery is there, but a gentleman from Derby, England, is at the top of the leaderboard. And we're going to talk with Matt Cooper right after this. First, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
PGA Tour is back in Hawaii in January. Hyundai Tournament of Champions is our first tournament. It's on Maui. The Elite Winners Only Field plays at Kapalua Plantation Course. All ticket sales money goes to charities on Maui. And the first full field PGA Tour event of 2014 is on Oahu at Wailea Country Club. John Daly, Hideki Matsuyama, Ro Ishikawa, and Guan Tianlong sponsor exemptions in this 144-man field. Get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank locations and support Friends of Hawaii Charities. Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kakaako. And before we go to the Indian Ocean, Mauritius, and Matt Cooper just came from the Seychelles. My goodness, it's a tough life. Right here at home, we have the 2013 Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open. If you think 144 players is big, how about 170? They didn't finish yesterday. They still have to finish. But right now, Jeff Costin's at the top of the leaderboard. He had two eagles and three birdies yesterday. Shot a 67, 500 par. Is that possible? Seems like eagles are everywhere. David Fink is at the top of the leaderboard as well. Let's bring Matt Cooper into the clubhouse. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
He's great. Absolutely great. Matt Cooper writes for CuriousAboutGolf.com. You can go to CuriousAboutGolf.com. Tell me, what's it like in the Indian Ocean right now? It's about 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, about 9 o'clock in the evening. It's been about 30 degrees most days, quite humid. It's been quite a surprise to me. I've never been in this part of the world before, but I've been absolutely blown away by it. The Seychelles was slightly different to Mauritius, where I am currently. I spent most of my week there feeling a little bit like an explorer from the 16th century or something. That's very strange, because most places you travel in the world these days, you've got lots of preconceptions about what you're going to see. And possibly it was a little bit of lack of prior knowledge on my part, but I arrived in the Seychelles and it was the mountains stretched right up from the beaches. The trees were full of fruit. And then in the middle of all of it, there was a golf course that snaked its way through the rainforest and over a mountain.
It sounds like paradise.
it sounds a little bit ridiculous that I'm talking to you from the Indian Ocean. You're in a paradise in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and I'm trying to tell you that it's great here.
It sounds fabulous. You know, we're so built up here. You've got to understand. On Oahu, we've got close to 800,000 people, and that's just the people who live here. That doesn't count all the people, you know, the millions who come and visit. We've got hotels lining the oceans. There's roads, there's freeways, there's six lanes in each direction, it seems. You know, it's like...
Okay. Well. Let me sell the Seychelles to you then.
Okay.
When I went from the main island, Mahé, to Pralin, which is where the golf course is, I arrived on a little 19-seater plane and then got a car to the hotel, the La Maria Hotel, which is part of the Constance chain. And the road was just a little sort of concrete track. The hotel is a beautiful hotel on two beautiful beaches. Then the golf course is quite interesting. 12 of the holes really reminded me of I won't attempt Hawaiian pronunciation, but the Sony Open. It was very very sort of flat, very tight balls.
Yes,
go. Yeah, uh-huh. And then the final six holes stretch uphills, downhills. Huge undulation changes, and all of a sudden I felt like I was playing the Champions event that also takes place in Hawaii. So it was almost like I got a bit of the two Hawaiian courses.
Amazing.
But the real standout feature of that course is the 15th hole, and to be honest, photographs just didn't do the hole justice. If you were to Google Constance La Maria Golf Club, and La Maria spelled L-E-M-U-R-A-R-I-A, then you'll see photographs of this hole, but I had no preparation for the reality of what happened. I stood on the tee, and the drop is about 80 metres on a 150-metre par 3. And I stood there, and literally I burst out laughing because I was so gobsmacked by the reality of what hit me. And then just to the left of the green is one of the world's greatest beaches. And I'm not actually quoting myself, who doesn't have enough experience of the world's greatest beaches to rank it, but there was actually a girl there from South Africa who's traveled around loads of beaches, and she said this is just easily one of the top ones I've ever been to. And a great little feature is that they actually say to you, if you go down to the 15th green, pop to the beach, have a swim, continue from the 16th tee.
Wow.
that's not the average sort of piece of etiquette you expect at a golf course, but perfectly acceptable there. Absolutely fantastic.
Wow. And this is, so you go from the Seychelles to Mauritius. And I've got to ask you about one photo that you tweeted. You can always find Matt Cooper at Matt Cooper Golf on Twitter. There was like some ruins. I'm fascinated by archaeology and old buildings, if you will. Yeah. Is there a lot of castle-like things there?
I'm trying to remember what they are. I'm not entirely sure what they are. I think what that might that have been when I did a bit of traveling around.
Maybe it was a temple. You know, there's just beautiful architecture, it seems, wherever you go.
There's a few little bits and pieces like that that would have been in the background on the course. The two courses that I've played since I've arrived in Mauritius, the reason I'm in Mauritius is for the European Seniors Tour final event, which is called the MCB Tour Championship, and I'm covering that for the tournament itself. But I was able to play the Pro-Am in the lead up to it, and was able to play the Constance Belmar Plages two courses, which are the Links and the Legends. And I think the photographs that I must have put of those courses are the ones that had a few little sort of buildings in the background. They're slightly reminiscent of Delhi Golf Club, if you've seen photographs of that, that which does have temples on a lot of the holes. But these courses are fantastic. They're much on a slightly bigger scale than the golf course in the Seychelles, both championship standard golf courses, very, very hot. In actual fact, that's become a feature of play for today because some of the golfers, if they so wish, are able to use buggies. And interestingly, that Colin Montgomery used one. And yesterday in round one, he was 5 under par for the front nine, wilted on the back nine to finish 2 under. Today, he took a buggy and he didn't wilt on the back nine and admitted that fatigue wasn't a factor with the buggy, which is slightly controversial with some of the players who aren't that keen on the notion that the buggies are there as a backup for players who are fighting fatigue.
Interesting. So if you get tired, you get to take a golf cart.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It adds a slight touch to the final round because Montgomery will be playing in the final group with the Order of Merit leader, Paul Vesling, who has a 3-shot lead over Monty, and Monty's in second with a 3-shot lead over the third best player in the field.
Is Vesling using a golf cart?
Vesling's not. In fact, Vesling's quite interesting because he's a fantastic story. He spent most of his career, not completely as a club pro, but mostly as a club pro, because he put his family ahead of tour life. And as you'll be aware, that you know, tour professionals spending so much time travelling around the world, they miss their family quite a lot. And he chose to go the different route and stay at home a lot more. He was very competitive on minor tours in the West Midlands of England, which is where he comes from. But then he's committed to the seniors tour, and last year was Rookie of the Year on that tour. This year he's become the Order of Merit leader, and he's a very fit guy. And he worked very hard for 5 years to get fit so that when he hit the seniors tour, he'd be able to do so running. So it's an interesting little contrast in the final group there.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because if you were to take a poll of the players, then the majority, and probably quite overwhelmingly so, would be against the use of the buggies. So that'll add a little taste to tomorrow's finale.
Yes, I don't like putting a jetpack on. I mean, it's like, I think I'll put my jetpack on and take the buggy. So it's a great leaderboard, though, with Wesseling and Colin Montgomery and Roger Chapman. Roger Chapman didn't win until on the U.S. Champions Tour, right? And we've got Colin Montgomery playing on the Champions Tour. I don't think he'll be able to grab a buggy over here, you know?
He better get fit. it will add a slightly cheeky question that will crop up tomorrow if Monty was to win, would be that, of course, he famously found the humidity and heat quite a difficulty in U.S. Opens and U.S. PGA Championships. So, would he have been able to have a buggy and get beyond that handicap to some extent? It's a strange one. But, I mean, I don't want to distract from the tournament, which has been absolutely fantastic. And in some ways, I actually quite like it because a little bit of spice always makes a tournament a bit more interesting.
Of course, we need to be able to talk about something controversial. You're at the Constance Belmar Plage. It looks beautiful. It's the MCB Tour Championship, and we're going for, this is it. This is the Order of Merit on the European, the Senior Tour that's played, and it's great to see Colin Montgomery go down there. You know, he didn't have to, so it's nice that he's spreading himself out, right?
And it's very interesting that he talks about and has talked this week about the whole business of senior tour golf. And he did say that when he turned 50, he said he made this mistake and many others have made the mistake of thinking that wins come along quite comfortably in that first year when you hit the senior section. But in actual fact, he said he's found that it's a lot tougher than he anticipated. And he's actually won only once this year. Came very close at the AT&T Championships in San Antonio over on the Champions. But he admitted that he'd underestimated to some extent just how tough a tour it was.
Where do you go after the Seychelles and Mauritius?
I will head back to Christmas in England. But one interesting little side issue of that, I don't know if you've spotted one of my tweets. Of course, coming from England, pre-Christmas, it makes a lot of sense to think of Santa Claus and reindeers. So it was something of a surprise when walking down the golf course yesterday following Colin Montgomery. It was very hot, very humid, and all of a sudden a reindeer popped up behind the second tee. just about the last thing. Well, it wasn't the last thing any of us expected, because we knew that the deer wander across the course. It's one of the fantastic features of the Legends course, that there's a big herd of deer that quite frequently will wander across the 18th fairway and dip into the big lake that's there. And so the photographers have been looking out for that all the while. But yeah, this one just popped its head up and it's got the antlers. So he definitely looked quite Christmassy, but in a very unlikely Christmassy scene.
Well, yeah, you're all hot and sweaty and here comes Santa's reindeer. What's the hotel like?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, and it's literally just over the road. I had a wonderful time on Monday when I was working at the course all day, chatting to players and having a look at the golf course and doing some writing. Then walked back to my room, had a quick shower, had a quick swim, came back, walked 50 yards, and I was at the press conference, which took place beside a beautiful sort of infinity pool. Then the press conference, then the beach, and then the sea. Absolutely fantastic. So anybody who stays here has two golf courses within 5 minutes, either a five-minute walk or a five-minute shuttle bus.
Boy, you're going to be, and your body's going to be in shock when you get back up to England.
Yeah, I think it might be for a little while, yeah.
Matt Cooper Golf on Twitter, and find him at Curious About Golf. I hope the European Tour sends you on more things like this. That would be great.
It would be fantastic. I mean, I've had the odd good trip. I was with the Challenge Tour in Dubai last month, so I've done okay this year.
Yes, you certainly have. What did you think about Dubai?
I'm a little bit ambiguous. It was my second visit. I actually like the old bits of Dubai, which it's hard to believe that there are any, but there are. I like the old bits. I prefer them to many of the new bits, which are the better known bits.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, that amazing hotel, a condo building, the name of which escapes me, and there was a Royal Air Force flyby as those jets came roaring past this building. They were halfway between the ground and the... I mean, it was just an amazing shot to see that. Truly.
Yeah.
Truly something. Thanks so much for being on the show. Where's dinner? What are you having? What's the meal?
I've already had dinner, Danny. I had it before I came to speak to you. So I will pop to the bar for a drink and then an early night before the final night, and then I've got a couple of days to myself before I head back to the UK.
Awesome. Okay, Matt Cooper, good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in from Mauritius in the Indian Open and the Seychelles. I'm on my way, booking my flight now.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll speak to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt. We'll be back right after this. Nancy Cross, she's the tournament director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's just in a couple of weeks. I hope you've gotten your tickets. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. The 2013 Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open is underway on the beautiful Big Island, and they're not finished with round one. There's 170 men and women playing in this event. At the top of the leaderboard right now is Jeff Costin, and I find this leaderboard very fascinating because these are Champions Tour age guys with, you know, PGA Tour, and then guys young, it's sort of middle-aged youngsters, old. I don't like to call anybody old, middle-aged, or young, but I'm just trying to give you an idea. We've got Jeff Costin, Jay Taze, David Fink, he's just finishing college, right? Sean Liu, here's Kevin Hayashi, he's on the Champions Tour, Hawaii's version. Nick Mason, he's a young gun. Then we've got Max Bonk, he's a young gun. Dean Wilson, you know Dean Wilson from the PGA Tour. We've got Scott Simpson, he's a Champions Tour player. I'm going down the leaderboard in order. Richard Gillette, David Ishii, okay, Champions Tour player. Lance Taketa, David Braxton, I'm sorry, I left you out there, David. It's just a real, Micah Burke, it's a great leaderboard. This is all happening at the 2013 Mauna Lani Resort, Hawaii State Open is playing. Last weekend, did you see Zach Johnson play with Tiger Woods and beat Tiger Woods? It was such a bummer when Tiger didn't make that putt. It's like, I want this to keep going. This is the most exciting golf I've seen all year, almost. This is really, really cool. These guys are contending. Zach Johnson and ladies, Adam Scott. They're going to be here with Webb Simpson for the 2014 Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And Nancy Cross is with us, tournament director, to tell us about how you might be able to play in a pro-am or be a volunteer because you get to be inside the ropes. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Well, thank you, Danielle. It was fun hearing you mention David Ishii because, of course, he won one of the first tournaments I ever worked on at Kapalua in 1982, the Kapalua Open. So it's great to hear he's still doing well.
Yeah, David just keeps on going. He's amazing, amazing. But yes.
But you're right, Danielle. The tournament is just around the corner. We do have a very few number of pro-am spots. They include an all-amateur tournament on the Bay Course on January 1st, the pro-am on January 2nd, invitation for two to the pro-am draw party, which is a great seated dinner and computerized draw at the Ritz-Carlton, an awards reception, the option to purchase Skybox access, and a great tea gift package. So if anyone wants to play, come on out. We still do need some volunteers, and I just urge everyone to remember that this event has supported so many worthwhile nonprofit organizations and community organizations since 1999. We can't do it without volunteers. So if you want to sign up, please call Tiffany at 808-662-7702. We need some marshals, shot link operators, on-course transportation. They're a great group of people, and it's really fun to be a part of, you know, such a prestigious sporting event. So come on out.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, with some of the players, just I don't know, did you see Zach Johnson playing against Tiger Woods last weekend?
That was great.
It was fabulous. And Zach managing to come from the hazard and hauling out. It was like, wait a second. But I only knew that because I saw it in replay. We lost cable right as this was.
Oh, boy.
I know. One of those moments.
Well, you know, Zach is a super guy and a super competitor. And as you mentioned, he'll be here at our event along with, you know, Matt Kuchar, Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, of course, our defending champion, Dustin Johnson. It's definitely gearing up. I saw our television commercial on CNN the other night. Radio commercials are running. Just heard it on your show. We've got the airport has all our graphics up, car display going up. So it's really getting exciting. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, Danielle, because you mentioned tickets, they are on sale at pgatour.com/Hyundai. And they're also now available at the Kapalua Golf Shop, the Honolulu store, and the a couple of ABC stores, one in Hanakawai and one across from Kamaoli Park 2. And I've been getting a lot of questions. What's the difference between a grounds ticket? And we sell a clubhouse ticket. The clubhouse ticket allows you into the grounds and also allows access to the clubhouse restaurant, which is the Plantation House. And that venue offers obviously great sight of the number one tee and also the 18th fairway. There's an upscale menu for purchase. And more excitedly, the Golf Channel is going to have one of their sets in there. So you can really see how the telecast goes and really watch the action in person. So clubhouse tickets are still available. And again, pgatour.com/Hyundai or visit Kapalua Golf Shop, Honolulu store, or ABC stores.
Excellent. Definitely recommend Clubhouse. It's a beautiful clubhouse if you've never been. And it's got a gorgeous view. It doesn't have the best view. I mean, they put the media in the basement.
Well, yeah, we like to call it, you know, it's the beautiful converted media center. But yes, it is where the carts were. But you have to admit, we do convert that space. You can't hardly believe it's where the carts are typically stored.
You do a fabulous job, and then we get to walk up the ramp, and as you come up the ramp out of the media center, this vista just opens up in front of you. You see Maui, the part of Maui, the peninsula, sort of the isthmus on the other side of you. You know, the ocean in front of you. The golf course just lays out in front of you, right below you. It's greens and blues and the waves and the whales.
And the whales, right? And that first hole, and even when you come down 18, that's the same vista you'll get. And we are awfully lucky to live here, and I think the pros are lucky to be at this winners only tournament, the only really pro-am where you get to play with champions from the prior year.
That's right.
We expect about, you know, 30 guys to come out, and they're all really excited to bring their families and enjoy, you know, what Maui and Hawaii have to offer.
I have to ask you a question kind of off the cuff. Who's the entertainment this year?
Well, you mean for Hyundai's celebration dinner?
Yes.
Well, gosh, I don't know if I'm supposed to say, to tell you the truth. It is a private invitation only, but they brought somebody in pretty good. You know, last year, of course, they had Jennifer Hudson, and she was
amazing.
Totally awesome.
Yes.
But that is their private function.
Yeah, I know. We always find out after the fact, but we always hear that it's a fabulous, fabulous event.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to volunteer, we need marshals, shot link operators, on-course drivers, right?
This
is for, you know, the number is 808-662-7702. You can get your tickets at pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get tickets there or at the Honolulu store or some of the 7-Eleven stores.
Or, not some ABC stores.
Excuse me, the ABC
stores. Yeah, the one
stores.
In Hanakawai, and the one in Kihei across from Kamaoli Park, too.
Okay. And if you're a charity, can they still sell tickets?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Danielle. If anyone is interested in being a part of Golf for Maui Charities, any nonprofit, you know, that has a IRS determination letter, can call 665-9160, and we'll steer you on how to sign up for that. There's no risk to the organizations. Whatever they sell, they get to keep 100% of the net proceeds. It's a great fundraiser, and we encourage everybody to sign up for Golf for Maui Charities. Thanks for mentioning that.
Absolutely. I think it's a really great opportunity because you get so much more money than, you know, selling another product. It's
right.
And you support the event. And everybody, you just, if you play golf, if you're just curious about golf, it's a wonderful walk. Being able to
go to
the plantation course, and it'd be great to have a great showing, you know, of all the people walking. It looks good on television, although we don't want too many crowds because then we can't get as close. But if you do go, you'll be able to really watch them play and follow them. It's wonderful.
And I just want to remind everyone, it's a great family outing. You know, youth 18 and under are free. Who gets that? So when you're accompanied by your ticketed adult, military with a proper ID are free. Thursday's Pro-Am is free. And tickets in advance start at $15. So it's really an economical way for the family to have fun in the fan zone. Hyundai puts on a great experience tent. They are going to have, all sorts of activities. We're going to have putting a green. We're going to have swing cages. Concessions, lots of bleachers for people to see everything. So it's a great day to come out as a family.
Excellent. Nancy Cross, thanks for being on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of
we'll
weeks.
We'll see you soon.
Yes.
We'll see you soon. And happy holidays.
Yeah.
And as you said, come out, support this event that does so much for our community. You know, we support the Boy Scouts, Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Halemakua, Kalima O'Maui, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. I don't know if I said Boy Scouts. Also Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Maui Junior Golf. So come out, support this event. Let's keep this great tradition of golf going in Hawaii.
Yeah, we can't ever take it for granted because a lot of people go, they're still here. Yeah, well, you know. We want to make sure that they stay here.
We need the support.
Right.
Yeah, right. So any questions, call us at 665-9160.
665-9160. I will mention these numbers for the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Okay, thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. And we're going to come back and talk with someone who went from state trooper dispatch office to top of the LPGA teaching world. I mean, Marvel is marvelous. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales and beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride through the holidays in style. No payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details. Or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kakaako.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
So much golf, so little time. The Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions. It's the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions underway at the Wailea Emerald Course. Hey, go out and support all of our junior golfers. This is the final event. It's just like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, only it's all of our junior golfers. And if you need to do some shopping, you know, I mean, there's a couple more weeks, but why stress out? How about going to Poipu Bay, where you could either get a gift certificate, which is a great gift, you know, or for instance, for $25, if they have a gift certificate, they can go in, go to the practice facility, get warmed up, hit balls. The range balls are free. Get a golf cart. It's a part of the $25 payment that you're making. So you get the practice facility, you get the balls, you get the golf cart, and then you get three holes. And there's a 3, 4, and 5 in the first three holes at Poipu Bay. So you get to do it all. And then you're relaxed, you're de-stressed, and you're on your way home, and you're happy. And you can do some shopping. Check this out. Men's apparel, 30% off. Shirts, shorts, outerwear. Women's apparel, 35% off. Shirts, shorts, outerwear. Go to the Poipu Bay Golf Course Pro Shop. Check it out. Let's go into Marvel Barnard's past. She's been in the LPGA teaching and club professional world for 11 years. She is the recipient of the 2013 Nancy Lopez Golf Achievement Award, recognizing an LPGA professional who gives back to the game in the spirit of Nancy Lopez. She's a teaching professional at the Haven Golf Course in Green Valley, Arizona. Marvel Barnard, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. This is very exciting to be on your show.
And I've got to tell you, when I was reading your bio, I thought, how interesting. You started as a dispatch supervisor in Fairbanks, Alaska, with the Alaska State Troopers. You met your husband, an investigator in the department, and then, boom, 11 years later, you're at the top of the LPGA teaching and club professional world. What inspired you to do that?
Well, the journey from dispatcher to golf professional had a bit of a gap. My husband retired from the troopers, and we moved onto a boat and lived on our boat in Southeast Alaska for 20 years.
Wow.
When you live on a boat in Alaska, you want to get out of Alaska in the winter. So we started snowbirding to Arizona, and that's when we started playing golf, and I got incredibly hooked on it, and started working at a Pet Haven. In fact, I have a little cold, so you'll have to forgive.
You're just fine.
And then my pro one day suggested I try out for the LPGA, and I thought, wow, I wonder if I could make it. And I tried out and made it, and then tried out for the PGA and made it, and here I am.
Wow. So do you recommend, you obviously didn't start playing seriously until a little bit later. You hear about all these people. Yeah, I started when I was 7, 6, 3. And it's kind of intimidating for a lot of people who are just getting into the game. And they're maybe, you know, 30, 40, 50. What do you say to older people who want to get into the game?
Oh, it's never too late. I started, picked up my first golf club when I was in my late 30s, and I had had a background in athletics when I was in high school and college, so, you know, a little bit of an advantage there, but starting late, I got so hooked on it, and I practiced the equivalent of probably 10 years, and I think that's the key, that if you, what you put into it, you get out of it. So I work with students who are taking the game up in their 70s. And they start playing a nice little game of golf and enjoy it with their friends.
And that is wonderful. And it's what you put, what you said is so important. It's what you put into it. It's how much practice time that you put into it. You've won so many awards. I was going to the 2010 Central Section Teacher of the Year, 2012 named Golf Digest Top 50 Women Instructors. That's a huge honor.
I just was telling one of my students this morning about this show and that I feel so blessed, and so it's like I'm just living under a lucky star or something. I'm just thrilled with all of this. It's like a dream.
Oh, and were you about to go on a cruise ship? And
yeah.
I thought to myself, cruising and teaching golf at the same time, you know, life doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, as it turned out, I ended up not teaching. That was kind of the reason we were going on the cruise, and then for whatever reason, that deal changed, but we still did go on the cruise where I unfortunately picked up this little cold, but we did have a wonderful time.
Good, good. I'm glad. Now, on the teaching, I was reading a book, and somebody was talking about how if you play baseball, you know, and you grip the club, and baseball and golf are so much, so related, and one of the most important things is to snap the wrist. And I went, snap the wrist. I wonder how many people think about that as being important to their game.
You know, I love baseball players and tennis players alike because in golf, the kind of the snapping of the wrist is more termed as a release. And so baseball players, tennis players, they get that. They have that already, that sort of natural instinct for releasing the club and picking up power that way.
So it is important.
Oh, very. Yes.
I think people forget about that in the swing. You know,
what I see too is they'll come to me and they're trying to snap their wrist, and sometimes they can really cause problems if it's not timed just right. So frequently I have people swing the golf club as if it's a baseball bat, hold it up at shoulder length and shoulder height, and swing like a baseball bat, and they feel the natural release happen that way.
Then it is natural when it's held that way, because I guess it's, you know, when you think about the old, the way we kind of evolved as creatures using tools, you wouldn't necessarily swing at the ground, you would swing at something.
Yeah.
Up at your shoulder level. And so that's where our wrists are, the cocking of the wrists, et cetera, and releasing comes naturally in that mode. So it's a very good tip for people who need to figure all of this out, how to put more. And as far as the balance and the stance, what, you know, in karate and different kinds of forms of martial arts, they say, now stand, I'll try to push me over. What's the best way to learn where your center of gravity is to get that stance right?
I love that about the karate. What I do with people, everybody knows balance. If you're standing upright and walking, you know balance already. But what I do is I have them get into a position. First, I ask what other sports they've played. And so often, if they've played any other sports, I can relate that. For example, yesterday I had a tennis player, and she was a brand-new golfer. So I said, get into your setup as if you're getting ready to receive serve in tennis. And there's the golf setup right there. But if they can't relate it to another sport, I have them get into a position, and I say, I'm going to come try to push you over. And they immediately I can push them backward, and then I say, now come on, don't don't let me push you, and they get all set and perfectly balanced, and then that, again, is the golf setup.
It's a defense reflex. It's how you would defend yourself if you were, being aggressed on.
Exactly. Kind of a tough way to start a lesson, really, with fear.
All right, get ready to defend yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I am going to try to shove you over.
Well, yeah, I think it kind of loosens everything up. I think sometimes, you know, having that physical interaction with a person, I'm not suggesting that you push somebody over, but just kind of getting them loosened up that way really helps make the game feel more comfortable, more, because the club is not necessarily user-friendly.
That's so true, and I think if someone is in a state of, if you get them laughing and relaxed, then they become into what we call a receiving state. You know, their body, they can pay attention to their what's going on in the body and things they're feeling rather than just feeling fear and nervousness or self-consciousness.
When you I'm thinking about how you become a teaching professional. That's curious to me. You know, you obviously have to know the game, but so many teaching professionals tell me that, God, you know, I don't have enough time to practice. I don't have enough time to go out and play. My game's really not that good right now.
That's the really ironic thing, is we all get into it because we love golf so much, and then we get so busy we don't get to golf anymore. I probably play once a week. I haven't played now for, probably 6 weeks because of, the trip and then being so busy with lessons. But to become a teaching professional in both the LPGA and the PGA, it starts with a playing ability test. And you have to shoot a certain score in both organizations. And then you go into a really extensive, comprehensive education program. The LPGA, when I went through, it took, you had to take 4 years to complete.
Wow.
Three levels. And then the PGA, you could go through as fast as you wanted. And again, it's three levels of increasingly comprehensive study. And the LPGA, the difference, I think, in the LPGA and the PGA is the LPGA teaches you how to teach, and they focus on that. They instilled in me a love and fascination of watching the learning process. And the PGA is more of a very much more about running a golf facility and the cart management, and there's teaching as well in the PGA. So between the two, you get a very well-rounded education.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So you get the business model, et cetera, on the PGA side, and the teaching and the people interaction, how to teach. Well, it was interesting when you said you put a person in receiving mode. You know, you know the different places. When I was recently taught by an excellent teacher, Jerry King, he was talking to me about how I was in the I'm not sure what he called it, but I was definitely not in the receiving mode. It was more, I'm going to argue with you mode. And he said, that's normal. That's normal for you to be there. You know, it's like he knew the different stages that a person goes through. And that's,
yeah,
right?
And critical, you know, to know where the person is in their learning. First of all, their preferred learning style, whether they like to see it done or feel it, or just hear instruction. And then also just kind of meeting them on their level. What stage in the process are they in? Are they brand new? Or are they already in a place where they're making associations? And when I do this, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you won the 2013 Nancy Lopez Golf Achievement Award, and it's about leadership, passion, giving, approachability. What does this award mean to you?
Oh, just when you started talking about it, I got goosebumps. Nancy Lopez, you know, and we all know, is such a fantastic ambassador for not only the game of golf, but life. And she's such a role model to so many people, myself included. And this award in the LPGA, the women that have won it previously are just outstanding women. And they have given back so much, not only, again, in golf, but in their communities and in life. And so I had been nominated previously, and this year when I got the call that I had won, I burst out crying. I was so happy. And the national president, Dana Rader, had called to tell me that I had won, and she just kind of said, okay, I'll let you go, because I'm completely choked up. But, yeah, it means the world to me.
I bet. That's you can follow Marvelous... Marvel. It's Marvel Bernard, and she's on Twitter at Marvelous Marvel, but it's spelled Marvel with an O, Marvelous Marvel. I thought that was such a great play on your name. It was perfect, and you are marvelous. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. This was really nice. Thanks.
Great. Have a great lesson. Who are you teaching?
I've got two classes left and then a few private lessons. So okay. I've got things going on here.
Busy day. Thanks for taking some time out to visit with us.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. I've got something a little bit different for you. We're going to go from kind of the conventional golf to, well, getting it moving and grooving for those 18 to 36-year-olds who have very short attention spans and want to go fast and furious. It's Ripped Links. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important. The cars.
And the holiday jingle.
Wow. No, actually... Acura's just focusing on the cars, not jingles.
Deals on wheels, deals on seals, wheels, deals, deals.
Yeah, that's the idea, but the Acura Season of Reason deals speak for themselves. They don't need to sing.
The singiest sale, the frostiest sale, the chestnuttiest sale, the yulogiest sale, the salesiest sale.
Look beyond the sales that don't have much to say. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for Luxury Brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Ride to the holidays in style, no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, General Sales Manager, today for the details. Or visit them at 777 Alamoana Boulevard in Kakaako.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Dustin, Adam, Brandt, Duffner, and Cooch go head-to-head January 2nd to 6th at the Plantation Course. For more information and to purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
Copyright 2014.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, this is supposed to be the off season. Some people call it the silly season. I really do think it's weird that they're getting world golf points. They're being paid to go to Asia, and they're being... It doesn't make any sense to me. I think that this should just be the silly season. There shouldn't be any points, world golf ranking points, not now. But let me just recap for you. A European tour, we had on the show just a minute ago, Matt Cooper talking about the Colin Montgomery playing with a golf cart. You get to choose to play with the golf cart if you're feeling fatigued on the back nine. It's like strapping on a jetpack, you know. Okay, I'm not going to drink coffee or giving myself anything like that. I'll just drive in a cart. The PNC Father's Son is underway. They're playing right now. On the European Tour, we have the fabulous, European Tour. They had to shorten it down to 54 holes because of rain, where there were two 59s, not just one 59, there were two 59s, but preferred lies, so it's not going to be on the record book, so the 59s don't count. There's never been a 59 shot on the European Tour. And we also have in Thailand, Sergio Garcia, he's in the lead. Henrik Stenson and Sergio Garcia both shot 65s today. Henrik coming on strong like that, I think, kind of made Sergio a little bit nervous, even though Sergio is... He's got his girlfriend on the bag. That's nice. And he seems very comfortable. After the first round, he was laughing and giggling. He didn't look so laughy and giggly seeing Stenson come on the way he did. And then I always am concerned about Stenson's wrist, because why is this man playing when he should be relaxing? I don't know. You know, it's just, I guess when you're on, you know, and you just got to go for it. It's great hearing that Zach Johnson's going to be playing in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I'm thrilled. Michelle Wee, the HSJGA Tournament of Champions, is happening today, Waialae Emerald Course. And of course, on the Big Island, we have the Hawaii State Open, 170 players competing. There's also a bunch of guys hoping to get a tour card, theweb.com. They're all in Q school mode there. What are we going to talk about next? Something that's completely not what I just talked about. All of the things I just talked about were, well, the PNC Father's Son. It's, you know, different because they have different formats every day. One day it's better ball, for instance, where whoever scores the best of the team, their score counts. We're talking mostly about stroke play around the world and preferred lies, wiping out a 59, and everything moving at the pace, well, a little bit lower, slower than you'd like, but basically the pace of golf. What about the people who are, like, snowboarders and skateboarders and skydivers and thrill seekers and young people who just want to move? They're surfers, and that's what we're going to talk about next. Colin Weston and Philip Davis, welcome to the show. This is Ripped Links, and you can find out more about Ripped Links at rippedlinks.com. RIPPEDLINKS.com. Follow them on Twitter, Ripped Links Tour on Twitter. And the reason I keep going back to Twitter, you know, a lot of people in the world of golf use Twitter. It's just Graham McDowell. He really interacts with his fans. Lee Westwood, to a certain extent, except that he got burned once, and I think he just dropped Twitter completely. But for the most part, people have a great time on Twitter. And then there's people like David Duval, who goes out and tweets, basically this is the last year that he's going to ask for sponsor exemptions. That's where he announced it, that if he doesn't get his act together, he's playing, he's striking the ball, it's all coming together, except there's no score to show it. You know, and this is the last year. And if it doesn't come together for him this year on sponsor exemptions, he's going to go do something else. He announced all of that on Twitter. So let's get to Colin, Philip, welcome to the golf club.
Good morning.
Aloha,
Danielle. How are you?
Fine. So, Colin, you're here from, are you from the States?
I am not. Philip and I are both in Vancouver, Canada.
You're in Vancouver, Canada. Are you?
We are. So we're very close to the border and spend most of our time these days in the States because that's where we want to launch Ripplinks, of course. But we are both Canadian.
Okay, and you're both Canadian. Excellent. Now, this is kind of what I've sensed from what Ripped Links is. It's kind of a combining golf and zip lining.
Well, I was actually listening to your intro there, and I was thinking, as you were describing it, I thought, man, that sounds exciting. What is that?
So
to expand a little bit, it is really very much about action sport meets golf. And like all good ideas, Colin and I were sitting in a sports bar looking at broadcast sports. And we were looking at all the action, and it was interesting to us that golf, and we both love golf, But interesting that the broadcast product of golf in comparison to what we were seeing that night was so, well, let's just say it, lame in comparison. So what we looked at was that demographic that you mentioned, those snowboarders and skateboarders and all the guys that want their golf to be more aligned with their lifestyle. And we've developed a product that is exactly that, that it's action sport meets golf.
So when I was looking at some of the pictures, you know, it's there's tents and there's crowds and it's you're watching people on stands and then they hit the ball. It's kind of like there's these things called Top Golf driving ranges.
Yep.
Right? And in Top Golf driving ranges, you hit off of tiers and you hit toward targets.
Correct.
And when you hit the target, it lights up. It's all very exciting, right?
Well, and excitement is an important thing. The really interesting thing with this, Danielle, is that we looked at this and we see those elements in the world of golf, and they do add a certain aspect of excitement. But what really needed to happen was the element of an actual competition mode that makes it all come together for single golfers and team play and those sorts of things.
And so team, you say, now, how does this work? Explain how we would compete, because I know you've got a demonstration project with a 27-player field that's going to be coming up in 2014.
Correct.
How is that going to play out?
How that will play out is with 27, and this is one thing about Riplinks, is we're always about three. We've got these holes are par three holes, so we have three of them, and we have groups of three that are playing off against each other. So the competition event that we're looking at in the fall of 2014, we'll have one green, and you can see the imagery that we've sent you, and hopefully your listeners will have a chance to look at also. We'll have three elevated tee boxes, and each player that is part of a group of three will be at each one of these tee boxes, and the tees are about between 140 yards, one's around 100 yards, and one's around 70 yards. And taking turns, hitting to the green, essentially then they play the hole out. Don't want to get too much into the details of how the gameplay works and scoring, but keep an overview here. But ultimately, each one of the three players then rotate, plays each hole once from the different tee boxes. So then you essentially play three holes. And whoever wins the total of the three holes in that session, as we're calling it, which is more of a kind of an action sport or a skateboard term rather than a round of golf.
Sounds like surfing to us. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or surfing. Absolutely. The exact same type of vocabulary. Then they move on, and we have it that if two or all three of the players are tied after playing three holes, then none of this going back and playing an extra round, playing an extra hole. It's back to one of the tees, and it's one shot close to the pin while the crowd is screaming, the announcer's going off, we got DJ spinning, lights going, and people just have to handle the pressure for that. So, and whoever actually is close to the pin, they move on to the next round, and the other two go home. So you start out with 27, so you got nine groups of 27 that play a preliminary round, so that'll be day one of the competition. And then from there, you've got nine winners, so those move into the semifinals, so three groups of three. Then, of course, they play in the morning of our second day, and then you've got the final, the ones that move on, the three of them that move on to the final. Then you have your ultimate winner for our competition event.
Now, is there a single winner, or is it always team?
No, ultimately it will be a single winner. We are looking, of course, for elite-level players here,
right,
kind of just below the PGA level. So we're not just talking about people off the street here. These are people that are able to play at that level. And
okay,
I think Philip can elaborate on that probably a little bit more.
Okay, Philip, so what I hear teams of three, but then ultimately the top team then goes and competes against each other.
No, what really happens is we've got two different formats there. And Colin's given you an overview. We have single play format, but we also have the opportunity to have team format.
I see. Okay.
We're just mixing that up. I guess with the excitement that we've got over this thing, because it's really rather interesting, the response that we're getting now as we develop this product is pretty phenomenal. So we're clearly touching on something that's a latent demand in the market there. And so, as I say, we've got team formats that we're looking at. We've got single player formats. Ultimately, what will happen in any of the single player formats is that there would be a single winner. The really interesting thing about this is that because we're dealing with a par three, where accuracy and finesse are the bywords in the gameplay, not strength, we can have men and women playing together.
Yeah.
So that gives us a very, very unique and very inclusive aspect to the gameplay. The other really nice part about that is that we can have a really fun process where at the end of the day, after we had the 27 players run through their tournament play, there is a girl standing on that podium in number one, having given the guys a good shellacking, and that makes for a great outcome as far as we see it.
Yeah, I'm thinking Hunger Games all of a sudden.
Absolutely. the format is meant to be about being as inclusive and as fun as we can be. The last thing we want to do is to have a series of restrictions that limit the gameplay and the outcome.
Excellent.
So, it's all part of the philosophy of basically making this golf a whole lot more fun to play and a whole lot more fun to watch for a particular demographic. And it's we're not disrespectful of traditional golf in any way. There are, as I say, both Colin and I came at this process because of a love of golf. But we do see that there is an appeal gap in that 18 to 36 demographic that want to align their golf with their lifestyle, and we believe this is the way to fly.
Excellent, excellent. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Now, I did see a picture, and by the way, you can see everything, the pictures, radiogolfclub.com. You go to the listen link, and then you'll see all of the guests and you'll see a picture, or you can see everything at rippedlinks.com as well. I saw somebody with golf clubs on their back on a zip line coming down from the upper tier.
Well, yes. I'll let Colin talk to that, but you go ahead, Colin.
Sure. And one of the original kind of gameplay ideas we thought when we ran through this, since we wanted to make this the opposite of what golf is, traditional golf, whether it's slow, quiet, reserved, all these other things. So we decided, that was one of the first things we did, is like, let's do the opposite of that, between loud, fast, audacious, those type of things. So very early on, we came up with this idea of, well, if they hit the balls and they play, well, what happens then is there 10 minutes of silence while they walk towards the green, and then the energy level just drops.
Yes.
We said, well, why don't we just zip line down, because that's one option. We had the Olympics here in Vancouver, they had zip lines going through the city, just for the public to use as a demonstration. So we thought, that would be a great way to get people down. So it's part of the energy and the excitement and really the experience more than anything else. There's no points awarded for zip lining down. It's just part of the energy level and the experience of what Ripplinks is all about.
I made it into a race.
Well, Danielle, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that we throw that in there. One of the interesting things about this process is that we're actually looking at talking to a bag producer now, a golf bag producer, that will help us design a lightweight golf bag that works for a zip line where your clubs don't fall out as you head down to the green.
Excellent. Oh, I love this. This is
absolutely.
See, this is exciting. This is right now. Where are you thinking of holding these events? I mean, I'm thinking of places like I immediately think of, I don't know, like North Shore, of Oahu is a perfect kind of venue. And you did tip me off there, but just from reading your literature, there are places where young people come together naturally. And
absolutely. Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. It's the really interesting part about the format that we've got, which is a really small footprint being a par three, we can basically dovetail the Ripplinks play model into all sorts of interesting locations where golf wouldn't traditionally happen. So we can be in the center of San Francisco, we can be in New York City, we can do the very urban thing, or we can be doing the beachside thing. And we've actually had some conversations with some people in your neighborhood. We're continuing conversations with people on the West Coast in California, and we're looking at the East Coast as well. So in a nutshell, we can look at urban environments, we're looking at beach environments so that we can cross over into that surf culture, but we're also looking at resort environments. So we're looking at mountain resorts where we could be, again, dovetailing into the sorts of cultures, particularly in the summer, such as downhill mountain biking and those sorts of things, where the participants and athletes get to get to mess with rip links while they're doing the things that they normally do in those environments.
I was just thinking of how you can combine it with skiing.
Well, you know, again, right now we're being a little bit realistic and sort of saying, well, let's look at the summer months. But there becomes some pretty open, interesting openness to a four-season program for what we're doing.
It's amazing. Colin Weston, Philip Davis, RippedLinks.com. Go check them out online. Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Come kick off the 2014 tour season with Zach Johnson, Webb Simpson, Jason Duffner, and Matt Kuchar. Big names, big action. Tickets at friendsofhawaii.org or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, new admissions, and bag policy. It's the Sony Open at Wailea, January 6th through the 12th. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
This year, the Acura Season of Reason sales event is looking beyond the holiday hype to focus on what's important, the cars.
What do you mean, hype? I'm just a 40-foot inflatable snowman shooting a tinsel cannon with disco balls for buttons.
It's just that the Acura Season of Reason sales event is about great deals on great cars. And you're slightly ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I sing and dance in a rhinestone scarf. I don't even have legs.
What does that have to do with the sales event?
It's the holidays. These deals are hot. That's why I'm inside this snow globe.
Look beyond the sales that beg for attention. Look to the vehicles that won the 2013 Edmunds.com Best Residual Value Award for luxury brands. The Acura Season of Reason sales event. Smarter vehicles deserve a smarter sales event.
Your local Hawaii Acura dealers wish you and your loved ones a happy Season of Reason holiday sales event.
Acura of Honolulu has an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers. No payments for 90 days on all 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. You can ride through the holidays in style with no payments until February of 2014. Call TJ Jones, the general sales manager, today, or you can visit them at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard in Kaka'ako.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We've got so much in golf. Let me see. Maybe you'd like to play a round, right? How about the, let's see, you can go to the Makaha East Course on Oahu. There's a 12:15. There's a 9 o'clock if you're next door. There's also Olomana. There's a 10:50. Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's a 10:40. Ko'olina has a 10:48. Poipu has a 10 o'clock, an 11 o'clock, or excuse me, that's an 11:10. And if you go to Poipu Bay, they're having a sale in the pro shop. And for shirts, shorts, outerwear, men's apparel, 30% off. Women's apparel, we can all use another golf shirt, ladies, 35% off. You know, with all this new wicking material, it's just wonderful. The Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions is at Wailea Emerald Course. The Hawaii State Open is being played at Mauna Lani. They're also the title sponsor. We've got the Nelson Mandela Championship presented by the ISPS Honda. They had to shorten it to 54 holes because it was drenched. Deluge came down. They had 259s yesterday. None of them go into the record books because of preferred lies. which is probably, you know, the right way to go. The guy who had a 159, I was looking for him on the leaderboard. Let's bring my friend in right now. I see him just outside the clubhouse door, and he should be inside the clubhouse. This is Keith Hirschland, author, TV golf producer, and, of course, innovator. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Well, thanks for having me back, Danielle. I was listening to all those available tee times as I'm looking out the window as the snow is falling in New Jersey, and we're expecting 3 to 5 inches today, so I'm envious.
I'm sorry. I'll fly you over because I have limitless funds.
right. Well, I'm there in my thoughts, so just take that for what it's worth.
Good, absolutely. You know, I was looking, I hear this guy shoots a 59. What did you think about those two 59s not being counted?
I kind of agree with you. Playing preferred lies, I think that, you know, they shouldn't go in the record books, but, I mean, it's still an amazing accomplishment. And, I think I read somewhere that they have never had, before yesterday, had never had a 59 on the European Tour, and then they had two.
Yeah.
So, obviously I just think, you know, the guys are getting better, the equipment's getting better, the golf courses are in such good shape. I think we had a number of 59s, including Jim Furyk on the PGA Tour this year. I think we'll see a 58 or a 57 in competition in the not too distant future.
Yeah, there was a 77 here. This is Colin Nell. He was one of the guys who shot the 59. His first round was a 77. Then he shoots a 59 and follows it with a 71. You know,
right?
That's golf.
Crazy. Right. I mean, what a crazy game.
Yeah. Who's insane enough to play this? You can't ever have any kind of like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I did yesterday. Uh-uh.
Right. It's not like the guy who shoots, you know, free throws or three-pointers that knows that he is going to make a three-pointer 37% of the time, or, you know, somebody, you know, the professional, other professional athletes. It's just golf. You know, it's one day you can shoot a 59, the next day, like I say, you can shoot a 79, and, man, that's what makes it great, though. It's what makes it great.
Yes, and I wanted to tell you about Keith Hirschland's book. It's Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In. I love the title, and it's all about being ready to do something that's probably one of the most difficult things, kind of like the game, and that's producing a live golf television broadcast with cameras everywhere and having to choose the right moment, maybe even having to deciding when you should be following a player and recording them so that you can bring their highlights in at the right time. That must be an amazing decision process that you go through.
It's great. I mean, it's one of the few, I think, sports that is a true, from a television perspective, a true producer sport, because the way I define a producer in television sports is the producer is the person responsible for telling the story. The director who sits next to the producer is really the one responsible for painting the picture of the story that the producer wants to tell. So the director is the one that talks to all the cameramen. He sets up the shots. The director is the guy that's getting tight on Tiger's eyes or zoom in on Phil's hands, or let's get a tight shot of the ball as the club hits the ball. The producer is the one saying, I want to show Phil Mickelson shot right now. And while Phil Mickelson is playing a shot, and this is why golf is so much fun to produce, is because it's not one ball, one field, one offense, one defense. There are, in the course of a golf tournament on Thursday and Friday, there could be 156 balls on 18 fields. Everybody's playing offense, nobody's playing defense, and they don't take any TV timeouts. So the producer is the one that says, I want to show Phil Mickelson now, even though I know that Webb Simpson is playing at the same time and Bubba Watson is playing at the same time and, you know, Tiger Woods is playing at the same time. Phil's shot is the most, in my mind, as I'm trying to tell this story of the day's broadcast, Phil's the most important shot. So then you have the ability to put on digital recording or record the other guy's shots. So then you weave those in, and that's when you hear the announcer say, just earlier or a moment ago, this happened. Because, as you know, the guys are all playing at the same time, and you have to decide which ones you can show live and which ones you can show recorded. So and then you have to pick when you're going to commercial, because they don't take TV timeouts. It's not at the end of an inning and you get 2 minutes before the next, you know, half inning starts. You're interrupting the play, and that's why I think what Golf Channel did was great over the course of this last couple of weeks when they had the split screen, and they showed the commercial in one box and the actual play going on in the other box. I think golf is a perfect sport for that.
I thought that was a really good brilliant move. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that, and I thought, why don't they do that all the time?
I agree.
Keith Hirschland is the author of Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, and he talks in his book about all of the things we're talking about now, how he got to where he is as a TV golf producer, the decisions that he made to get there, and the choices that he had to make for quality life in addition to, and sometimes, you know, stepping back, you sometimes go backwards to go forwards. And that, I think a lot of young kids don't know that you don't come out of college and make $60,000 a year.
Right.
You know, it's just not how it works, people. Unless, you know, you're some sort of mathematician at 15
right.
who's coming up with new formula, you know, that no one's ever heard of before. Then you're going to make as much money as you want. Let's get back to the fascinating ideas that you had. We were talking with Ripped Links earlier about mm-hmm. making golf mm-hmm. exciting. You wanted to make the television broadcast of golf a little bit more interesting, and some of the things that you came up with and brought into the that nobody really thought about. How about no announcers? But that wasn't something that you just came up with by yourself. In 1980, didn't Don Ohlmeyer, as you said in your book of NBC Sports, he did it in 1980, it didn't catch on. But what was the idea about you no announcers but using Facebook and Twitter to get people involved?
Well, you know, because what we thought about was, you know, and what I was constantly trying to think about was I'm a little reluctant to use this phrase, but to stretch, you know, push the envelope a little bit. I mean, you can get into a rhythm of how you do a show and the way you put together a broadcast that if you continually do that over time for, you know, 3 hours a day, every day, 4 days a week, 30 or 33 weeks of the year, however many tournaments you're televising, it can get redundant and a little bit boring. And
it's
the knock on golf is that it's boring, you know, that it's a boring sport to watch on TV, whereas the contrast is inside the TV truck, it might be the most exciting sport to do. But so I always thought, you know, it's like, I'm taking one broadcast or one element of a broadcast just to make it a little more exciting. And Don Ohlmeyer did do this once upon a time. When he was running NBC Sports, he had a football game that was a bit of a dog of a football game, you know, three quarters of the way into the season. And his thought was he was the genius. I mean, he was always trying to think of new things and new ways to do things. And he said, here's the way that we're going to generate some buzz about this really bad football game between two underperforming teams is we're not going to have any announcers. All you're going to do is hear the sounds of the field, the sounds of the play going on, and they'll supplement it with a bunch of graphics, but there just won't be any announcers. And he tried it, and you know what? It didn't work, but it did draw the ratings for that one football game were considerably higher than the folks that do ratings and things like that thought it might have been.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, personally for me too, as a TV producer, one of my pet peeves is I always think the announcers talk too much anyway. You know, I'd much rather hear the sound of the player talking to his caddy, the sound of the ball being struck, even, you know, the sound of the wind blowing as they're, you know, it's just, to me, golf is just that it's being there. It's putting the viewer out there as being part of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And when an announcer is there constantly jabbering at you, you're kind of like, hang on, be quiet. I want to hear what this guy is saying. So I just said one day, here's what we're going to do. For one broadcast out of 300 that year, or whatever the number was, I said, I'm not going to have any traditional announcer roles. I'm not going to have a host. I'm not going to have an analyst. I'm not going to have on-course reporters. All the sounds that we hear from the play are going to be what's actually going on with the golfers. And we had extra microphones. We, you know, brought in extra people to man microphones out on the golf course. And we had Jerry Foltz, who was the host at the time, and Kurt Byram, who was the analyst, kind of bring us, every half hour I had them kind of do, you know, kind of bring us back on the air and talk a little bit about what's been going on. But at the same time, answer Facebook posts and Twitter feeds and kind of use all kinds of social media and things like that to do the broadcast. And, you know, it didn't change the world. They decided never to do it again, which I would have loved to have done it, you know, one show a year. But I think people really liked it, and the players loved it. And, you know, we got some people watching the Nationwide Tour at the time that maybe wouldn't watch it before.
It's needing to do something different just to get the, to grab people's attention. Just as you said, you get into a rut. You know, it's always right. the same. Mixing it up.
Yep.
Finding out where the athlete is. And that's one of the things you talk about in your book, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. Heart rate monitors. What made you think of putting a heart rate monitor on a golfer?
Well, and again, it just comes, you know, it came from, you know, just thinking about what innovations we could come up with. And I had heard over and over again, you know, announcers and experts and people talk about, oh, you know, he must be nervous over this putt, or, you know, he's got, you know, coming down the stretch, he's got to, you know, is, you know, you're constantly talking about what maybe was going on.
Yeah, you always hear that. Exactly. Right? He's thinking this, or he must be feeling that. Right, yeah.
So it's like, well, then I thought, well, there, you know, with the technology these days, why don't we find out for sure? And we partnered with a company out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who still are, you know, medical device company that's one of the leaders in, you know, this heart rate monitor technology. And they came up with a very small unit that was workable for us. It was still, you know, kind of a pain in the rear end because you had to have leads. The players had to put these leads on their bodies, you know, so we could get the readings. But we worked it down to that it was minimally invasive to the player to wear this, you know, this heart rate monitor that was about the size of an iPhone now. So they'd have to clip that to their belt. They had a couple of leads that we stuck to their body, and we had a software program that these folks at Mortara had developed for us that we could get the readings of the guy's heart rate as he was playing golf. And again, it was kind of using all the things that we had at our disposal, we started it out on the Canadian Tour when Golf Channel was televising Canadian Tour events. And when we made the deal with the Canadian Tour, one of the things that we were able to do was say, the Golf Channel had the ability to invite four players, sponsors exemptions, basically. And the Golf Channel could invite these four players. And since we technically were the only reason they were playing in the golf tournament, we also, when we invited these players, said, we may ask you to do some things that you may not want to do. And one of them was wearing a microphone, and one of them maybe was wearing a heart rate monitor.
Right.
And, you know, the guys reluctantly agreed to do it. Once they got it on, a few of them tried it, didn't like it, said, really, you know, I appreciate it, but I don't want to do this. And we always said, no problem.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not going to force anybody that, you know, they're trying to make a living. But at the same time, a couple of guys put it on, and lo and behold, we had some guys, you know, shoot 64s, or Jason Bone, who has won on the PGA Tour since, played in a Canadian Tour event with us, wore the heart rate monitor, and set a Canadian Tour record by making 8 birdies in a row wearing the heart rate monitor.
Now, tell me something, though. We only have like 60 seconds, and then I have to thank our sponsors. What was fascinating is that you found that when they were playing their best, their heart rates went down.
Went down. It was amazing, because we all thought, and especially Jason Bowen is a perfect example, as he made the first few birdies, he was, you know, the heart rate was a little bit high. As he made like birdies 4 and 5 and 6, it got a little bit higher. And then once he went, and it was amazing to watch, as he made birdies 7 and 8, his heart rate actually went down. He kind of was like, and they talk about, I guess this was a correlation of like being in the zone. And he was in such a calm place, obviously, and playing so well and playing so confidently that it was amazing to watch his heart rate go down as he was you know, performing even better. It's funny, and I'll say this quickly, though. The highest ratings we ever got on anybody was not before they hit the shot or as they were hitting the shot. It was always immediately after they hit the shot, as it was kind of like, where's it going to end up?
That's when the heart rate went up?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow, fascinating. Thank you, Keith Hirschlin, live golf TV producer for years with Golf Channel, author, Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, get it, it's a great read. We'll talk again, okay?
I hope so.
Have a great
holiday.
You too. And thanks. I want to thank the people who make the golf club possible, Acura of Honolulu, and they've got an incredible offer for well-qualified buyers, no payments for 90 days. Of course, the time's getting shorter now. You get to ride to the holiday in style, no payments until February 2014 on all Acuras, the 2013 and 2014 Acuras in stock. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's a unique, unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment, protection for your home, your business. Get the Star Team on your property. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and of course, the Sony Open in Hawaii. And you can always listen to the show at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.